From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A 16-year-old murder suspect will be tried in juvenile court. Logan Brewer Hurst is charged with killing 18-year-old Tavon Latimer. Had the case been moved to adult court as the DA had requested, he could have been sentenced to life in prison. Instead, if convicted in juvenile court, the maximum penalty would be confinement in a Department of Juvenile Justice facility until he is 25. Lost Coast Outpost reporting under state law, the judge had to consider five factors before making his decision. He ruled the prosecution had met his burden on only one factor, gravity of the offense. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies found the body of a white man while searching for missing person Adam Daniel Morozik in the Salmon Creek area yesterday. Coroner's working to determine a positive ID for the body to confirm whether or not it is Morozik. Initial investigation indicates that foul play is likely not a factor. However, an official determination regarding cause and manner of death are pending the autopsy. Morozik was last seen at his residence on the 4300 block of Thomas Road at about 2:30 on November 17th. He was reported missing on November 19th after a roommate was unable to locate him on the property, despite his personal belongings and vehicle still being present at the residence. Deputies searched a 39-acre parcel of land for Morozik. PG&E is vowing to cut back on public safety power shutoffs. The Redwood Times reports at a news conference Wednesday, company officials said, quote, "We are committed to make the improvements so that the frequency, scale, and scope of PSPS events going forward are significantly and dramatically changed. We will make a PSPS the last arrow in our quiver." According to PG&E CEO Bill Johnson, the company has spent $30 billion over the past 10 years improving its electrical network and added the company recently inspected its vast network of power lines and other equipment for repairs and replacement. A pair of new grants from the U.S. Department of Education will bring nearly $5 million to Humboldt and Del Norte County schools to train and place Humboldt State Master of Social Work students as school social work interns to support youth mental health. Over the next 5 years, the grants will bring in over $1 million to HSU. The majority of the funds received by the Department of Social Work will go towards $10,000 to $13,000 stipends to MSW students to complete their required fieldwork in local schools during their advanced year of studies. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.